This is KUT.
KUT, Austin.
Stop. Early voting for the March primary runoff election is underway. And one of the statewide races on the ballot is for Railroad Commissioner of Texas. But as KUT's Mos Bouchel reports, the two candidates have very little to say about railroads.
That's because the Railroad Commission doesn't have anything to do with railroads. The name is an anachronism from the 1800s. Instead, the three-person commission regulates the Texas oil and gas industry. Because of that, it's been called one of the most powerful government agencies you might have never heard of. Krista Castaneda is one of the two Democrats running for the nomination to compete in the November election. Here's her pitch to voters.
I have over 30 years of experience in and around the industry as an engineer and an attorney.
As a Dallas-based trial lawyer, Castaneda has worked big energy cases, including for big oil and gas players like the late T. Boone Pickens. She's made limiting the practice of flaring gas from oil fields a main part of her campaign. That's when oil companies set fire to methane coming from their wells. It's bad for the environment, and the Railroad Commission lets companies do it all the time. She says she'll try to stop that.
Well, understand that flaring is illegal and has been illegal for over 100 years because it wastes our natural resources.
As far as this year's oil bust goes, Castaneda wants to use the agency's power to limit oil production to stabilize prices. When I ask her why she thinks she's a better choice than her opponent, she goes back to that experience as an engineer and lawyer.
I understand the complexities of the position that I am running for. The solutions aren't easy. The solutions vary by location, by operator, by regulatory framework, by a whole host of factors that make this particular position unlike any other position in state government.
You know, one of the questions that keeps on coming up is who's got the technical experience? We're not going to be the scientists doing the research. We're going to do the policy. We're going to do the governing.
As you might have guessed, this is Castaneda's opponent, Roberto Alonso. He was a state rep from Dallas County for over 25 years. It's that experience that he says makes him the better choice to serve on the Railroad Commission.
I want to come in and give Democrat points of view. Of course, there's going to be two Republicans, and what's going to have to happen, if we can, we come to a working experience.
As far as policy goes, Alonso wants to change the way the commission is funded. Right now, it gets most of its money from industry taxes and permitting fees. He thinks that creates a conflict and wants it funded directly from the state budget.
And, you know, one of the things you'll hear, and we will all hear, I mean, as we're going through now, right? There's no money, there's no money, there's no money. There's always money. It's just who gets the money.
He's advocating for limiting industry donations to Railroad Commission candidates. Like his opponent, he also wants to crack down on flaring. Whoever wins the Democratic primary will face off against Republican James Wright in November. Early voting for the Democratic primary runoff is already underway and goes through July 10th. Election day is July 14th. Mos Bouchel, KUT News.